Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do it. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show, you guys. It is Monday, September 9th. 67 for the high today. Hope everyone had a stellar weekend. Bills won. What else do you want? Apple is set to unveil its latest iPhone along with other products, and the iPhone 16 launches today. And by the looks of it, not a damn thing on this phone has changed. However,
oh my gosh, I know.
However, for a small price tag of $1,000, it can be yours. Or if you're needing something bigger than just a regular iPhone, of course, you can upgrade to the Pro Max for $17,000. How many of you are lining up to grab one?
$17,000.
585-252-9800. How many of you have already told your teenager, don't even think about asking me because it's not happening?
It was just, this was us last year. You and I, we went to the Verizon store together. We got new phones.
Yeah.
Thinking our company would pay for it. They didn't. That was a rude awakening. I was like, it's on the company. Wait, it's on Odyssey.
We don't get this $1,100 back? How many?
Like, it's a write-off.
How many of you remember your first cell phone from way back in the day? Let's get an actual gauge this morning on when people were actually born. And by the way, I'm kind of pissed because I just spent $200 on AirPods, the third generation. Now the fourth generation is dropping this week along with iPhone 16 because once again, I lost the left AirPod.
Why do you keep doing this?
I was going for a run down East Avenue. They died. So I put them in my pocket. And of course, one fell out for the second time. So I go to Apple. I drop $200 on the AirPod, the third generation. The fourth is dropping this week. Then the iPhone 16. And I'm sorry, but I'm not one of those people who's running out to upgrade. Mm-hmm. I just got a new iPhone, like you said, last year.
Right.
And that phone, that's going to stay in my back pocket for another year or so.
Of course.
If you're an Android user, I mean, kick rocks. This is an iPhone show, so we're not.
Not you villainizing half our audience.
Phones have come such a long way, though. You know, like, what was your first cell phone?
I'm looking at it right now on eBay.
Oh, it was a Grazer.
No, it was an LG Verizon flip phone, and it had a navy blue center with a little window on the front.
Ooh, that's sleek.
And I got it for Christmas in the 8th grade, I think. Or maybe it was the 9th grade. I'm not too sure. But all I know is that I was... Oh, it was the LG VX 52,000.
Not a clue.
Right. Gorgeous. I could buy it right now from Kmart refurbished for $32.
You got to do it. Listen, I still have my pager in my desk drawer upstairs, my first pager. And I remember, we all remember our first cell phone, right? I walked into Radio Shack, 16 years old. I said, hey, give me that brand new Nokia 8300, baby.
What I loved about phones back in the day was that I was so, like, willy-nilly with these phones where, like, If I wanted a new phone, I could just order a new phone on eBay for like $50.
Of course, yeah, of course.
And then I'm like, I want this flip phone. And the pictures and the selfies, it was just such a simpler time.
It really was, but we all remember getting that brand new phone. It's so exciting. And I was a little pissed last year buying the iPhone, because one of the things that comes with buying a new iPhone is they give you the opportunity to take it out of the box yourself. That's just part of the process. It's part of the experience. Mm-hmm. She didn't do that. She took it out of the box. She took the screen right. She took screen protector right off. I was like, she's like, did you want to do this? I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, I would have liked to
$1,200 for it.
I would have liked the experience of taking my iPhone out of its box, right? And it's crazy that we all kind of think that way. Like, it's part of the experience. You're dropping a buttload of money. It's very exciting when you get that new iPhone and you pull it out of the box and it smells new. It's like a brand new car. But I remember I got that Nokia phone at 16, took it home, and my dad was pissed.
Why?
Because I didn't ask. Like, he thought I came home with a landline just for a phone in my room.
Oh.
I was like, nah, it's a sell. I just took it upon myself to go to Radio Shack and I buy a phone. I think it was $130. I signed a contract through Sprint.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't have a clue as to what I'm signing. I probably sold my soul.
They're like, just dab blood here. And,
here to how you're going to pee on this test strip. And I think what's funny is that
Radio Shack.
That phone number they gave me in 2000, 2001, still my cell phone number today.
Me freaking too. And you know what? To the people that like change their number all the time or get new numbers, are you good? No. I'm genuinely asking for a friend.
No, it's got to feel so refreshing to get a brand new phone number.
No,
it's got to.
No. I have a massive fear of change. That could not be me. Okay. Absolutely not. My phone number has been the same. God willing, it will never change.
Yeah. You know what was funny about cell phones back in the day? We all had a cell phone clip that I used to wear on the side of my hip. Everyone had a cell phone holder. Everyone wore a holster.
When people are like, new number, who dis? It's like, new number?
Oh, yeah. Nobody gets a new number anymore. If you do, they're lying.
It's crazy. I think a good thing to do for us is we should, for, I don't know, what do you want to do? 2 weeks? We ditch the iPhones. We just do flip phones.
Dude, I'm with you. I can do it.
I think we can. I can order us two phones right now for $60.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I'll take a flip phone again. Dude, it was the
T9.
It was the Wild West back in the early 2000s. I mean, name one person today. Name one person that you see has an iPhone clipped to the side of their hip. Not a single person. Nobody does that anymore. And not to mention, I don't even think they make them.
I'm telling you right now, I'm sorry, there's a tickle in my throat. There is nothing more anxiety-ridden and anxiety-filled than when you were younger and you would open up your flip phone and accidentally connect to the internet. Because that was an option.
That was an option.
And it would cost $50 a minute. And I'm like, oh my God, my dad's going to kill me. Oh my God, I don't know what's happening here. How did I even get here? Just crazy. Crazy.
You know what I wondered, though, speaking of people who use an Android or an iPhone? I've always wondered this. I know it sounds crazy to ask this question, but what I find even crazier, there are people who actually are turned off when they meet someone for the first time. And let's say, like, you're dating online.
Mm-hmm.
You exchange phone numbers.
Oh, it's green.
All of a sudden, his or her texts come up as green.
Yeah.
It gives you the ick.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, like, you're not alone here. I too have had that feeling, and it's kind of gross.
It's like, what are we doing here?
The Apple event that is launching today is tagged as It's Glow Time, which is thought to refer to the glowing effect Siri has with the new iPhones.
Hmm.
So you have that to look forward to. Also, I know there's rumors that there's going to be like a bigger screen. There's going to be a new capture button, a vertical camera lens, and there's going to be a bunch of AI features as well.
At what point is it going to be too much? I feel like by the year 2030, we're all going to be carrying around like actual laptops. That's how big the size of our screen is going to be. And it's like, where do I put this?
No, you basically, your cell phone's going to be an iPad. I got to get to some of these texts real quick, but Ashley says, first cell phone was a Motorola Razr from 2005. Badass phone, which still had it. Tom says, BlackBerry Pearl, first phone ever. Anna says, hi, Moose and Breezy. It's so funny you guys are talking about this. My mom found my old cell phone from high school in my room. It was a 2008 Samsung flip phone, but had a Sweet Home Alabama ringtone.
Oh, my God.
That was the most exciting thing. When you got your new phone back in the day, it was customizing the ringtone on the phone.
Not just the ringtone, the ring back tone.
Oh, yeah.
The ring back tone.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, not me being a DJ. Not me just creating nothing but fire hits for you as you're calling me. What a privilege. This person says, my first phone was the LG NV2. That was one of the first ones with a full keyboard. You flip it this way, yeah. You can also... Oh, my gosh. I had every phone in the book. I couldn't stop. I was addicted.
I changed my ringtone to one song and one song only. And when my dad would call it, he's like, can you get rid of that? What is this crap? I was like, what do you mean? It's Cisco.
Let me see that phone.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.